message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Keys to new opportunities, the concluding part on the message, breaking forth into new opportunities. We have the part one, where I extensively defined what new opportunities are. I also went further to give us keys to new opportunities, and I gave us two keys. I talked about gratitude for past opportunities received. And two, I said, be a carrier of God's presence. And this led us into praise. We want to move further in this journey tonight. Keys to new opportunities. Number three is the key of holiness. Holiness. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16, the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Until we drop a life of iniquity, we can't taste new things. It doesn't matter how bad your life has been in the past. What matters is that we turn our backs on things that will not allow God to turn his face on us, to us. We turn our backs on things that can that will not allow God to want to have anything to do with us. In Psalms 84 verse 11, Psalms 84 verse 11, the Bible explains to us the importance of uprightness and living our life in a way that suits God, in a way that pleases God, in a way that brings forth the glory. Psalms 84, 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. There's nothing good that he will hold back from those that walk in the right path. There's nothing good he will withhold from those that walk in the right path. In Psalms 34, verse 9, the Bible says, there is no one to them that fear him. There is no one to them that fear God. There's nothing like lacking of opportunities for them that fear God. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want. Someone say, no want. So if you fear God and you live your life in a way that pleases him, there is no want. There is nothing called want. Many of us are getting to the level gradually whereby our prayer points are most of the time for others. We practically have not little or no prayer points of our own. When you get to that level, it's because of you are drawing closer to God, living your life to please God. And then he begins to make things happen for you. I pray for somebody here tonight that you get to that level in the name of Jesus. Whereby before you pray for something, that thing comes for you speedily in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Our Father in the Lord, Bishop David Oripo, said something that he asked God one day, that God, won't you wait for me to ask for something before you do it? He said, God replied him, said, there are some class of people that they don't need to ask before I give. There are some class of people they don't need to ask. I know what they need. And I give it to them before they bother to ask. Very soon, before you write anything on your prayer card, God has already given it to you. Before you begin to open your mouth to speak concerning something, God has already given it to you. I'd like to hear your big amen. I'd like to hear your loud amen. I'd like to hear your loud amen. Joseph assessed new opportunities through holiness. In Genesis 37 verse 2, he spoke to his father about the evil deeds of his brothers. He went to his father, and the Bible says in the latter part, he said, the father's wives, he said, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report, all the evil things his brothers was doing, because he was not involved in evil. He brought to his father the evil report of his brother. The Bible says also in Potiphar's house, in Genesis 39 verse 7, to verse 9 thereabout, the Bible says that he refused to sleep with his master's wife. He refused free sex. Many men cannot resist that. Many men can resist chicken, turkey, and many things, but they cannot resist free sex. And until you get to the level whereby your self-control gets to that level where you see that, you see, some things might be free in terms of being free. But there's free, okay, let me put it like this. Some things might be free in the physical realm, but they are not free in the spiritual realm. They came free in the physical realm, but it has consequences in the spiritual realm. And don't forget that the spiritual controls the physical. So some things come to you free, it's free. It's just, I was there. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just free. You don't have to bother yourself. This is just free. This is just free. This is just free. But Joseph said no. The Bible says, he spoke. Can you start from verse 7? Thank you, Jesus. Verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast his eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused. He refused. He refused. He refused. He refused. I mean, the kind of lady we are talking about is not just a roadside person. We're talking of a very beautiful, intelligent, rich, not just rich, mega rich, somebody that can make him very rich. But he refused. He refused. He refused. May you refuse what will destroy your destiny. May you refuse what will destroy your destiny. I say, may you refuse what will destroy your destiny. May God give you enough self-control to say no to what will destroy your destiny. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. Amen. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. Amen. Pastor Wale Ajala told us some time ago, about 2 years ago or so, in one of our 12th empowerment, that he went for a meeting, a year plus ago or thereabout. Went for a meeting in Lagos from his company, and as they finished the meeting in the evening, they shared one girl per room to each officer. This is what you should. This is what we serve. This is the person that will serve you for the night. Oh, Jehovah. Each person, each man, and the wife is not there. Moi, Pastor Victor Kuforiji is not there. Other senior pastors in the ministry are not there. Only himself. No member. No appreciate you. No media to capture what's going on. He said he now, you can see how great men think. You can see people that will do well in life. You can see how they think. People that will have opportunity and that opportunity will not elude them. You can see how they think. He said he thought of it. That nobody's here but God is here. Nobody is here, but God is here. And most likely, or maybe, he was probably the only person that did not sleep with somebody that night. All others had a free sex. It goes with the package of the employment. Every time you go for a company meeting, they package a jagajagacious smelling girl for you. Please. I want to charge all our ladies here. You are not a commodity for nonsense. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person, called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into your marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. You are not just a rubbish girl. You are not a bloody person. You are not a riffraff. My body is your sanctuary. My body is your sanctuary. Purify me like gold.
Purify me like gold.
So that I
might be bold to say my body is your sanctuary.
I need to move because of time. because I'm hitting on 6 points in this second session. I'm just on one, and I need to shut down by three. Thank you, Jesus. Is somebody being blessed already? Even in the prison, Genesis 39 verse 21, he distinguished himself. Even in the palace, he distinguished himself. Genesis 41 verse 38 to 45. Joseph ended up in the palace because he refused to imprison his destiny. If your desire is to assess new opportunities, then turn your backs on iniquity. Turn your backs on iniquity. If you want to have new opportunities, or else you die as a slave, turn your backs on iniquity. Withdraw yourself from the company. Withdraw yourself from the company of those who are doing nonsense. Withdraw. Number four, key to new opportunities. And before I go into number four, Joseph ended up in the palace and embraced the new opportunity from prison. He assessed the palace as a prime minister. You will end up in the palace. It doesn't matter where you are now, you will end up in the palace. Very soon, men will sign form to see you. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. They dropped something on the internet yesterday that I said on Wednesday. You can listen to it on our Facebook. That I said on Wednesday on the fear of God. If you have time, you can log in and look at what was said there. Your life will never be the same again. Number four, key to new opportunities is called willing and faithful service. Willing and faithful service. In Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 to 12. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 to 12. The Bible says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end." Verse 12. "That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise." Now go to verse 10. That's the key verse I want to talk about. So, God is not unrighteous to forget your labor. That is what you have done to him willingly. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. "It is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful." If you want opportunity for greatness, be faithful in his house. If your desire is to assess new doors opening for you everywhere, international doors, local doors, everywhere, some of us, with the number of doors opening for us, we if we are to pursue all those doors, we can't be on this altar. Somebody called me recently and said he wanted to make me a consultant to a particular major project that was about to be done. I said, "I'm sorry, I don't have the time." Say, "This is millions. This is money." I say, "I'm sorry, I can't take it up now. I can't add it to my present schedule." Very soon, strange doors will open for you and your family. Strange doors will open for you and your family. I say, strange doors will open for you and your family. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17 explains to us, "For if I do this thing willingly," someone say willingly. So your service must be done what? Willing. They must not force you. Nobody more. If you want new opportunities to open for you, don't let anybody force you to do what is your own assignment in the house of God. Don't let anybody follow you up. "If I do this thing willingly, I have a what? Reward." What does it mean? Word and opposite. If I don't do it willingly, I have no. Simple. If what I'm doing, I do it willingly, I have a reward. If I don't do it willingly, I don't have a reward. So if you really desire, if your desire is to assess new opportunities, do the work you are doing for God willingly. Do it with your heart. Many of us, our service is not done faithfully and willingly. That's why it looks as if there's no new opportunity. There's nothing new. There's nothing new happening. It's as if things are going the same way. If you run towards the things of God, opportunity will run towards you. If you run towards the things of God, opportunities won't run towards you. But when you see things of God, you turn your face as if you didn't see it. You turn your backs as if you didn't hear about it. Then opportunities cannot come as you wish. My prayer for you tonight is that brand new opportunities shall come your way in Jesus' name. Yeah. Number 5, key to new opportunities is called fulfilling the royal law. James 2 verse 8. Fulfilling the royal law. Fulfilling the royal law. If he fulfilled the royal law according to the scripture, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. If you want new opportunities to open for you, wish others well. If you want God to shower you with more blessing, don't ever think evil of your neighbor. Don't wish that your neighbor will not prosper. Don't wish that another company should come down, then your own should go up. In Yoruba, they say birds fly in the sky and they don't touch each other. As many as they are, sometimes you see some birds, they will come out of a tree and they will not touch each other. Your greatness is not another person's greatness that will stop your greatness. God has enough resources to make every one of us great. You are great. Is she sleeping? You are great. You are great. You are great. You are great. He is great. She is great. He is great. If you are going to be great, let me see your hand up. I want to hear you shout a big hallelujah. I want to hear you shout a big hallelujah. And if you are sleeping, let me hear you shout a big hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that voice that shouted, now we can't miss the voice. We all know the voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You will be very great in life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I wish I could spend more time, but I want to rush. I want to make sure we finish early enough, as I promised earlier on. Praise the Lord. So fulfill the royal law. Friends, can I tell you this? I have no evil thought concerning anybody living or dead. None. As in, my heart is pure. I don't wish that somebody else's child will have problem. I don't wish evil. There's some ministries when the ministry that God has committed into your hand is moving and things are working, the pastor will just not greet you again. They'll just not call you again. They'll just not, if you they see you, they will turn their face. Guy. And you know what? All of us, we are doing this work to the Almighty God. He's the owner of the church. None of us own the church. Who is that person that says, I own the church? You own the church. For where? You know, people don't have understanding. People don't know understanding. People don't have any understanding. Their understanding is zero. They say, that pastor, they are the owner of the church. Owner of which church? There's only one owner of the church. That's the Almighty God. None of us can claim ownership. So to fulfill your own destiny, wish others well. Run your race and wish others well. Hello. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24. Know you not that all run in a race and one obtain the prize. So run that you might obtain the prize. Don't wish other people's bad. Don't wish anybody bad. If you want better, the reason why things have not stopped being okay for me is and this ministry as a whole is because we don't wish anybody's downfall. And that's why anybody that wishes our downfall, they go down for it. I pray for you today that you have the grace to fulfill the royal law in Jesus' name. Number 6. key to new opportunities is be responsible. Be a responsible Christian. Your strong sense of responsibility results in additional opportunities. Your strong sense of opportunity, your strong sense of responsibility results in new opportunity. Your strong sense, there are some Christians, you can't commit anything into their hand. Do it successfully. Nothing. God is not a waster. God give you something small to manage, you could not do it. He give you small position, you mess it up. He give you a small business, you destroy it, you eat everything. Resume work around 4 p.m. And from that 4 p.m. to when you close at 6:30, you are jesting, reading newspaper, playing, jesting, reading this, gossiping, reading magazine. If you desire a new opportunity, be a responsible person. Can I say this? Many Christians are not responsible. Do you know why? They take life as alawada. Life is not... Life is a serious business. It's not a joke. If you want to make anything out of this life, you have to take the issue of your God serious and take your life serious. Nobody is to blame if you fail. Nobody. Because we are all born naked. Everybody makes something good out of his own life through your direct input in responsibility. They say fast, you don't fast. I'm starting 3 days fast now from Tuesday to run for the new month. Eat those 3 days. Vigil, you're not there. You can see, by Sunday now we'll be searching for chair to add to these chairs because chair won't be enough. Until you are responsible, there's nothing called change of story. No opportunity can come. Until you are... Many, many Christians end responsible. They end responsible. And no pastor is going to be blamed for that. No pastor is going to be blamed for that. If you desire an opportunity, the opportunity God's giving to you now, don't play with it. Don't joke with it. Don't allow anything. The Bible says we should be careful lest another person take our crown. What you are thinking is a small thing. What's there? Somebody else is praying that you mess up, they remove you from there, and he will take over from you. What's there? Okay, mess up first. Let them push you aside. And you will see how cheap it is. Somebody else better than you will come there. If your desire is to do well in life, be highly responsible. Let everybody know that you're a responsible person. Let your wife know. If you want to really know how responsible some men is, ask their wife. Call the wife. How responsible is your husband? Say, I like curry. This one. You know, we can pose in public very well. But when you want to know the truth, ask the person's spouse. This woman, she's how responsible is she at home? And she can tell you. He'll tell you this. She ain't responsible one bit. If your desire is to, nobody is to blame if you don't make it. Because it is your responsibility to pursue what you have been taught. Nobody will pursue it for you. Everybody has his own life to live. You must pay the price. You are the one that must use your own mouth to pray. Nobody will do it. You are the one that must. You take personal responsibility for the outcome of your life. One more point, the last point I want to talk about tonight on keys to new opportunity is prayer, prayer, prayer. Only the prayerful can access new opportunity. Your gifts, your blessings can only be attracted into your life through prayer. Isaiah 43, verse 26. Anything you desire, anything you are trusting God for, is only possible on the platform of prayerfulness. Now look at this, everybody. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. In Luke 18, verse 1, the Bible says, men always ought to pray and not to faint. If you want to attract the opportunity, prayer is key. If your desire is to attract new help, new assistance, you want to move to another level. I was joking with my wife, I think yesterday morning. I said, before now, over the years, I can call myself just a child of God. He said, but now I think gradually I'm becoming a man of God. And she laughed. He said, no. He said, you have always been a man of God. It's just that you are rising further in your journey as a man of God. I looked at her and I think I agreed. Until your prayer level changes, nothing changes. Until you have a new outburst of desire to stay in God's presence, to pray. We are in a generation of our utmost laziness. Wake up to prayer. If your desire is to attract mega opportunity, wake up to prayer. Wake up to prayer. Wake up to prayer. Wake up to prayer. I mean, we are in a generation whereby the devil has practically poured water to quench the fire of prayer in many Christian lives. There is actually no active prayer life. In many Christians' life any longer. No, the only time of vibrant prayer is in church. And most of that time is dozing away, thinking of many things. Wake up. Wake up. Let there be a new desire in you to pray. Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12. Ensure that fire that is burning on your personal altar is not quenched. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. Many of us, our fire of prayer is going out. Wake up. I said this again last Sunday. And Friday again, God is leading me to say it again. Fan the fire of your prayer. Fan the fire, or else you have yourself to blame. You have yourself to blame. You have yourself to blame. Fan the fire. Don't be snoring. What's wrong with you? In Yoruba, they say, "Oh, fimu oka, oh, vihomu." You are using the hand of a lion, the paws of a lion to scratch your body. Hey! Wake up! Get out of your slumber. Get out of your slumber. You are too young to be praying and dozing. You are too young. You are too young to be praying and dozing. You want new opportunity? Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. And this thing is a personal responsibility. You and God. You are praying, blowing tongues, praying. You are fanning the fire. That's the only way to keep yourself on point. My prayer for you is a brand new opportunity that will last you a lifetime, will spring up from your prayer altar. I didn't hear your amen. A brand new opportunity that will lead to a total change of story for you will spring out of your personal prayer altar. Amen. You will never tell the story of when you used to pray. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. You will never tell the story of when you used to pray. Amen. You will never tell the story of when you used to have fire. Amen. You will never tell the story of when you used to be vibrant. You will never tell the story of when you used to be fervent.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.